As an employee-owned financial firm, Baird offers advice solely focused on clients' needs, while consistently investing in their expertise and capabilities to serve those in need. More information at baird-difference.com.
Season fast approaching, it would be a great time to give me a call. Let me help you get the highest amount of return on your property by creating more value. Making a few simple changes could increase the offers you will receive in a timely manner. From your first home to your dream home, give me a call at 812-219-2307 or visit MillikenRealty.com and start packing.
Exactly on the clock, WGCL, Glass in the Afternoon. Thank you for being with us. We thank our friends at Community Lincoln. They invite you to explore the ultimate in luxury. See how Lincoln provides an elevated sense of peace to every moment of your drive. Visit Community Lincoln Showroom today, online, anytime, lincolnofbloomington.net. Now, every week we check in with the MCCSC. Very busy times. I look at the calendar and it tells me what? 2 weeks from Friday. 2 weeks. 2 weeks from Friday. The great Alice Cooper song, School's Out for Summer, on Friday, May 20th. But we got plenty to do in these 2 weeks and 2 days before everybody goes home. And to help us get through all of it's our great friend, Dr. Andrea Mobley. She's the Assistant Superintendent of Human Resources for the MCCSE. Happy primary election day Tuesday.
Thank you, and thanks for having me here. It's always so much fun to be on your show and share all the great things that are happening in the Monroe County Community School Corporation. Here we are at the end of the school year, and there's lots of celebrations going on, and I'm happy to be here to talk with you today.
Outstanding, and we know school is out today. It's not an e-learning day or anything else. This is a planned day because we know the May primary is in plenty of the buildings, so that's mainly a security issue, right, Dr. Mobley? We don't want people in and out of schools all day, not in the climate here in the last few years.
Right, that's correct. It's mostly a school safety issue and concern, and we do have professional development going on with our secondary teachers and administrators.
So it's not a day off for everybody. It's a day off for the kids. And
that's right.
These things happen. So that's part of the fun. But we can see the light at the end of the tunnel. But as I mentioned, there are too many other things going on in the MCCSE that we have to, get to before we get to. And the school year and the summer and the off time, you're going to be working, I'm going to be working. It's those kids. See, that's why everybody wants to stay young. You want to have summer off. You want to have summer off again. But tell me what's on the calendar. What do we need to do here in these next 16 days or so to get us to that finish line? I know we always have retirements and the Night of Stars and all the award ceremonies going on. Tell us about all the great things happening in the MCCSC.
Yeah, lots of end-of-the-year activities, concerts, graduations coming up, lots of celebrations. But one this week on Thursday, we're having our annual Evening of the Stars where we celebrate our retirees as well as teachers and staff members nominated by others for going above and beyond. This year, we have about 40 retirees and 40 stars that we're going to be celebrating. And we're looking forward to having the event in person, as we haven't been able to do so for the last couple of years. It's just a nice evening celebrating all educators, teachers, bus drivers, custodians, and other support staff, and the important role that they all play in educating our youth. We're excited that we're going to have students from Highland Park performing songs that they have composed, one that they wrote specifically for this evening.
Very cool.
And also students from Bloomington North Jazz Band and the Youthful Harmonic Strings will be performing. And, of course, we definitely want to thank all of our sponsors who contributed to this event, because without their sponsorship, we would not be able to host this wonderful event that's celebrating our teachers and staff.
Now, where is your celebration going to take place?
It will be at the Monroe County Convention Center.
Oh, the big building.
At 6 p.m.
The
Well,
you know, it's like you mentioned, it's been so long since there's been one of these. I forgot where we hosted it. But with that many people, that's great. You do need a big room. And upstairs at the Convention Center will provide plenty of that. You talked about 40 or so retirees. Is that a normal number, Dr. Mobley, or is it higher or lower? What have we learned over the last couple years? Because, well, I mean, 2020 and 2021 were weird. Did people jump out early? Did they stay late and want to help? I know your hands have been full.
Well, I think there are some who decided for health reasons or personal reasons that it was time to move on. But we had several that wanted to see it through and wanted to make sure that they were here for our students. So it's a pretty typical, maybe a few more than on a typical year. But, you know, we are already busy looking for staff for next school year. We've hosted an employment fair back in February, and we've attended various college employment fairs. We're fortunate here in Bloomington that we're able to attract quality candidates, and so we're well on our way. It's a busy hiring season right now.
Yeah, and you're kind of shuffling around some pieces on the puzzle. I don't know what's public and what's not public yet, but how is your leadership in the principal department? Are we going to change many of those, or who's moving around there?
Well, right now there's a couple of principals that are moving on to different positions. The board has approved Lisa Roberts to move from Grandview to Rogers, a longtime principal, been with the district for a really long time. And then Alexis Harmon, who has been the principal at the Academy of Science and Entrepreneurship, she is moving on to a technology position, leadership and district-wide and technology education. And then we also have Angela Evans, that's principal at Lakeview, and she is going to be moving to the Academy of Science and Entrepreneurship. And then we do have some other principals positions that are open as well. So we're busy trying to fill those positions right now.
Very nice. So it's when the music stops, everybody needs to have a chair or you're out. That's just how the game is played, right? Musical chairs. It's nice when you can move them around in the district, too, because you're already dealing with known quantities. Is it easier when these people want to move in the district than doing perhaps a statewide or national search?
Well, yes. And, you know, we have invested in all of our staff, our support staff, our teachers, and our administrators, and we really do want to retain them. And if we have administrators or teachers that are looking for other opportunities within the district, we want to support them here in the district rather than looking elsewhere.
That's right. You've trained them and have done all that, those resources. So let's keep them here. All right, great. So we always have some movement and some churn and everything else. Are you hiring for next school year for teachers or aides or anything else? I won't bring up the bus driver situation. I know everybody's frustrated with that, so I'm not going to go there today. But what are some of your major needs getting into the summer and getting ready for August of 2022?
Yes, we are hiring teachers right now. We've had several that we've already hired for next school year, and we're looking for support staff as well. However, much of our support staff does not work over the summertime. So we usually have an employment fair in July that's really targeted mostly at our support staff and getting new hires ready to go and background checks and all of that prior to the start of the school year. So if anybody out there is looking for a support staff position, watch for our employment fair that will be in July.
Very nice. And I know you'll come on and talk to me about that as we move on. And I don't want to get to summer yet. I like spring. I don't want to blink and be in July right now. Let's just enjoy this with Dr. Andrea Mobley. She is the director of human, the associate superintendent. What is your official title? That's one of those long ones I've got to write down somewhere so I don't screw it up.
It's an assistant superintendent of human resources and operations.
Gotcha. It's Teacher Appreciation Week. Is that true?
Oh, yes.
Well, every week should be Teacher Appreciation Week.
That's right, especially after the last couple of years. Our teachers have worked very hard, as well as all of our staff.
And that's fun as well. They deserve all the recognition they get, and that's part of the awards at this time of the year as well. Now, we need everybody to vote, and it's election day, primary election day. You have until 6 p.m. tonight, but the foundation of the MCCSE needs you to vote all week long. We talked to Cirilla Helm yesterday, but we'll have you remind us today, Dr. Mobley, why are we voting, where are we voting, and what are we going to win if we vote better than others?
Well, if we vote better than others, then we get a lot of money, and we're going to use that money towards our mental health services. So it's very important that everybody go to the State Farm and vote up to, I think it's 10 times a day.
It is 10 times a day. You know what? I'm going to go do it right. I'm going to go do it right now. So if I type in Monroe County, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to take the shortcut. MCCSC Foundation, even though that's not correctly what it is, it still takes me right there, which is great. And literally doing this takes like 10 seconds. And right there on the front page, vote every day up to 10 times daily. I've clicked it. It takes me to the State Farm page. Log in to vote. Click that. Sign in with Google or Facebook. And in 10 seconds, I've voted for you 10 times. How about that?
I sure appreciate that. We all do. Thanks so much.
It's that easy. I just did it live on the radio. You don't need any help. You don't have to go to your specific precinct. You just have to sit at your computer. And why is that money so important, Dr. Mobley? We know $25,000. Again, this is outside of the budget. This would be on top of enhancing for, what, a year? How long does that work?
Yes, I think it's for a year, and it's to support mental health for our students, and that's so, especially right now after the couple of years that we've been through, we really need that additional help. So we're really grateful for this program.
And we're really grateful for all of our teachers and all of our support staff and everything else. And we're grateful for the students in graduation this year. I don't want to guess out loud what I think it's going to be, but we're going to go outside. We're going to have fun. We're going to have back to normal stuff, kind of like IU's doing.
Well, we are going to have our graduations coming up, and they're a little bit earlier this year. Adult education graduation is on May 18th at Bloomington South, and then the Bloomington Graduation School ceremony is on May 26th at Ivy Tech.
Very cool.
Followed by the Academy of Science and Entrepreneurship on Friday, May 27th at Ivy Tech, and then North and South graduation on May 28th. South will be in the morning, and North the afternoon this year, those flip-flop from year to year.
Just to keep it fair, because we have, you know, some families on both sides of town. You have to get to both of them. Grandma and grandpa aren't going to be forced to pick, so that's the good news. This is, we don't have many May graduations, do we? Or the calendar just fell weird this year?
Yeah, with school getting out a little bit earlier, it's a little unusual just the way the calendar fell.
Now, I had somebody ask me this question the other day, and I couldn't give them a good answer. I gave them my answer. They said, whoa, school's ending on the 20th of May. That doesn't mean we're going back in July, does it? And I said, no, I don't think so. I think it's just a weird calendar year. We're going back in August, right?
That's right, August. First day of school for students next year is Wednesday, August 3rd.
August 3rd. So you either get it early or you get it a little. If we would have gone to the 27th, then we would have started August 10th, and then you can do all that math. And it really doesn't matter, I don't think, in the end.
You've 180 days.
That's right. Who came up with that number? Do you have the answer to that question? Nobody. Nobody I've ever spoken to has.
I guess the state legislator.
Right. Why 180? It's not half of 365. It's just a kind of just a number that we pulled out of thin air. drives you a little crazy, doesn't it, when we have to deal with all that fun. You're the best. Thanks for joining us today. But before I let you go, we have busy things that we want to put in people's mind for next week. We know we've got Election Day today. We know we've got Cinco de Mayo and graduation and Mother's Day. But next week, Dr. Oswald's going to be busy with referendum community meetings.
That's correct. We have several going on next week. We start, let me pull up my calendar here. We start on Monday, the 9th. We have a meeting at University at Elementary at 5 and Tri-North at 6:30. And then on the 10th, we have Benford at 5 and Jackson Creek at 6:30. And then on the 12th, we have Summit at 5 and the CoLab at 6:30. So we want to make sure that people are informed and knowledgeable of our referendum, and they know what we're going to spend the money on. So I encourage everybody to attend. I know the meeting on the 12th is going to be live streamed, but I encourage everybody to attend those meetings so that they can learn about that as much as possible. You know, we're fortunate that we live in a community that really supports education and has a high value on education, successfully passing two referenda previously. And, you know, we have great schools in MCCSC, and we'd like to continue our great services, increase our programming, and provide competitive wages for our teachers and staff. So, yes, those meetings are extremely important next week, as well when we have information on our website. So I encourage everybody to become educated and become engaged. Right now, we currently have one of the lowest tax rates in the state, and we know we need to continue to support the great things that we're doing here.
And the other part of these meetings is they're all going to be the same. So if you can't make Monday, you're not going to miss anything. They're not sequential or all required. You can just pick one of the six choices, either Monday, Tuesday, or I think that is Thursday. Is that right? Yeah, 9, 10, 12. And you don't have to be a member of that school, or you don't have to live in that neighborhood. We just want you to get... We just want everybody to get educated on what's going to be happening. And you can see all of this detail at mccsc.edu. Dr. Mobley, thank you for your time. As always, get out and enjoy that sunshine this afternoon. Have a fantastic weekend, and we will talk to you before we know it.
Thank you for having me.